everybody. This is Judith Eggop. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, fairly quiet on the dementia front. My mom didn't really want to do a depends change in the middle of the night. We had a very lengthy discussion about it at about 2 in the morning. Was not ideal, but eventually we got it done. And thank God my caregiver comes as soon as I leave. So my mom's light was on, and I was like, that is a Candace problem, not a Judy problem. So I headed on out. So we had a decent night. But, you know, it's those Saturdays. It used to be Wednesday and Saturday, but now it's mostly just Saturdays. She can be a handful. So anyway, Joe Rogan had Cat Williams on. And it's going to do a lot of numbers because Joe Rogan has a huge podcast audience. But if you were expecting, this is what makes Cat brilliant. He understands how to communicate with different people. So he wouldn't communicate with Joe the way he would with Shannon. Not only is the black thing, but Shannon is not what you'd call an intellectual. And I don't think that's being disrespectful. I don't think he has a lot of intellectual curiosity. You know, I think the things that he's curious about, Kat talked about for 3 hours. That's 4 hours. However long that interview is, that's what they talked about. Well, Joe is completely different. He is completely into all kinds of things, like from ancient history to global politics to the Illuminati to how the global elites are controlling society to who really built the pyramids. I mean, it was like two really smart guys, and actually Kat is clearly smarter, and that's not a diss. Kat is one of these people who is convicted in his beliefs. He has read everything, and he's a little deeper than Joe. But Joe is curious. So it was like watching two super high dudes have a very deep intellectual conversation. And if that's not your bag, like if you were going there to see him, you know, talk about Puffy, you weren't going to get it. I mean, I watched the majority of it. I had to fast forward because some of it was like, damn, y'all. Y'all really care about stuff that I'm interested in. I'm just not interested in it to this degree. So it was interesting, though, but it wasn't, like I said, super interesting. But it was cool that he got on there. It was cool that they seemed to get along. And literally, they're going to be buddies because two people who can get that high and also be interested in the same things and talk about them for 3 hours, like, that just lets you know how deep Kat really is. So anyway, there's still fallout from the Puffy lawsuit. This Lil Rod Jones, I mean, his lawsuit is very graphic. It's full of pictures and still shots of really graphic things. I've never seen paperwork for court that looked like this. I mean, he made it more like a PowerPoint, you know, like links and stuff to look out for in the future, and you know, all these coded names and stuff. And excuse me, it's fascinating. This man is going down hard. He's Caligula, and you know, it did not end well for Caligula. I think Caligula died getting into a warm bath and stabbing himself. And being in the warm water is, you know, you guys probably know this, but when you're in warm water, your blood vessels are more open, so you bleed out faster. I don't think Puffy's got an ego on him. I'm surprised he hasn't fled the country a la Russell Simmons. Because Russell Simmons has a bunch of lawsuits against him, 2 or 3 rape charges, and then he claims he's out of the country because Kimora, his ex-wife, stole his money. Kimora Lee Simmons. And I think TikTok and YouTube have done an amazing job going back and looking at these old-ass, ugly men who married these supermodels, like Russell. I think Kimora was underage when they started dating. And, you know, when did it become so socially acceptable for old men to, like, just prey on, like, where were people's parents? Why didn't somebody say something? I remember, and I know it's not new. I just saw a video yesterday of a lady who's in her 60s recanting how she got pregnant at 9 years old. So she's like 63 and she has a 53-year-old son or daughter because some grown man in her life violated her. I want to say it was a 20-year-old pastor or bishop or something in this town they lived in. And it's like, this is insane. So I think he was because there was somebody higher up. The bishop covered for this kid who got her pregnant. But when you're 20, why are you fucking a 9-year-old? And I'll be honest with you, I have a very difficult job. And I think the thing that has shocked me the most is how many scenarios are like that. Grown people wanting to have sex with children. There's nothing sexy about a 9-year-old. Apparently she had her period because she got pregnant. But like, what is that? Like, what is that? You know, she's a child. And I've always said, you know, prepubescent, and I get it that she had her cycle, but that doesn't make her look like a woman. She looks like a 9-year-old who started her period. Which is also still really young to start your period. But like, dude, what in the world is going on? And like I said, it's not like 20-year-olds with 17-year-old girlfriends. It is grown people. And I think the bishop attacked the little girl when she was 7 months pregnant because the mother decided to give up the little girl. And you're embarrassing me. You're 9 years old and you're pregnant. Okay, great parenting. And then she gave her to the church and the bishop raped her in the car, taking her somewhere. I mean, God damn. That is some bad karma. I don't know what is attached to a person to have to endure something like that at 9 years old. And I just had to turn it off. It was very disturbing. When I was 9 years old, I was not thinking about anything like that. And I'm so glad I didn't have to. I really don't understand the depravity. I think that's it's like there's so much perversion and depravity. And then you got all these rich people who've just been violating folks, you know, and keeping it a secret. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Puffy, Russell Simmons, and everybody wants to make it seem like, well, it's just white people who do that. Oh, no, it's just, you know, just a couple of rap dudes. Listen, all of these rich guys have been violating people. Bill Cosby, it was best friends with Hef, and they both loved Quaaludes for women because they called them thigh spreaders. These are disturbing things. You think we've evolved. You think we've moved past, you know, Game of Thrones, medieval times, but we haven't. Men are just short of bunking girls and women over the head and dragging them off to caves. I mean, this is insane. I'm gonna take you to my hut. It's like Game of Thrones, man. It's very medieval. So all I can keep saying is have some discernment, you know, pay attention to who you have children with, pay attention to what's going on around you, and don't ever assume that something is just beyond the pale. Like, nobody would ever do that. That's the only way you're going to stay safe, because you can't believe that. Everything's in play. There is a 75-year-old man who will try to have sex with your 14-year-old grandson. He will. There are people who cruise social media for body parts of kids. Parents are posting their kids in the bathtub and shit like that, which is crazy. Don't ever do that. Never, ever do that. I'm not crazy about watching little kids on TikTok or YouTube or anything. I don't think kids should be on media. But if you post them, you know, really make sure they have their clothes on. It's just, believe it or not, these perverts will put something in the comments that will give a shortcut to another pervert to find it. So, yeah, absolutely don't do that. And if you meet people, meet them in real life. Do not get on the internet. You could be talking to a whole old-ass person. That means you harm. So, anyway. Guess what? It's March 1st and I'm still black. So, I guess that's... What's this? Can we still call it Black History? Ridiculous. I just think that's the silliest thing. And I get the need for it at one point in time. But, I mean, it's almost insulting at this point. We're here. We've made quite an impact. You know, we don't need to be acknowledged just for 1 month. You know, I'd be good with Black History every day. You know, my mom is Black History. She's 87. So, I don't know. It is what it is. And guess what? It ain't what it ain't. So, yeah. I've been making these recommendations. My sister, I may be the only one who's like, I gotta watch it. But The Drop was very good. If you can watch HBO's Night Country with the True Detective Night Country, it was fantastic. If you have Hulu, check out The Bear. It's fantastic. Jeremy Allen White, I cannot pronounce the sister's name on the show, but she's just fantastic. It's such a well-written show. It's two seasons that have come out, and I just finished the second season about a month ago, and it was amazing. So well done. And it makes you understand people's obsession with cooking food. Like, they're not in it for the money. To be a great chef, most people are not going to get rich from that. Top Chef came along, and that's why people were like, you know, we could be a rock star chef now. But it's their thoughtfulness and their intention, intentionality and desire to please you through food and giving you a unique food experience that makes you really appreciate people who do fine dining. Now, I'm not talking McDonald's. I also just saw a video where a girl had was it a Happy Meal? No, it was a Big Mac and fries. And I knew this was the case because one of my friends left a meal in the car and kind of shoved it under the seat. And she didn't notice it. Her mom, my friend, didn't notice it until months later, and she was like, what is this? And grabbed the bag, and it was a perfectly petrified, you know, McDonald's hamburger and french fries. And I just saw the same thing on TikTok. Like, this lady found, she did this on purpose, though. She kept the sandwich for a year, and the lettuce is still green. Now, what are you eating if it never decomposes, it doesn't stink, there's no flies, it's dead food? Don't eat that stuff. And I get it. There are people who are employed by McDonald's. They make a living off of McDonald's. People feel like they can't afford anything, although McDonald's is skyrocketing pricing. But why isn't the government requiring them to follow real food rules? Like, when I was a kid, McDonald's tasted good because it was a real hamburger with real french fries. And now it's not. There's no way. If your food doesn't decompose, guess what? It's not food. No thanks. So take care of yourselves. Eat real food. Fall in love with your life. Be good to yourselves, because your health is absolutely your best tool in your wealth arsenal. There's nothing greater than your health. There's no show if you're not healthy. So I can't emphasize that enough. Eat real food. Take care of yourselves. Go for a walk. Meditate. Pray. It's important. Find that balance in your life. It's a lot to be upset about, but there's also a lot to be overjoyed about. Sometimes life is just too good. God is too good. It just feels so great. When your favorite song comes on, or you eat your favorite meal, and I'm talking about really enjoying it, not just wolfing down something, you know, that you got off DoorDash. I mean, really, you know, if you have a favorite meal and you cook it and you eat it, like I bought a steak yesterday and it was so good. I was like, it was grass-fed and finished. It was tender. It was well-seasoned. I cooked it well. And I was like, this is really good. This tastes good. Thank you, God. Get involved in your life. Be your best. Life is short, but it's also very long. That's the dichotomy. You could live to be, you know, 87. And it still troubles me that we can have a thoughtful conversation around the end of my dog's life, but not around my mother with Alzheimer's, who's pooping, peeing, eating paper towels, eating lotion, fighting with me because I wouldn't let her eat oven cleaner. You know, our priorities are all mixed up. They really are. All right, everybody. Have an amazing weekend. Have an amazing life. And take care of yourselves.